Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we will talk about Ripple, why it jumped close to 18% throughout the day, and what exactly is behind Ripple, the company, what kind of products do they offer, and we really want to understand how exactly Ripple works in this cryptocurrency world. Before we get started, don't forget to sign up on bluealpineresearch.com/free-report. If you sign up, we'll send you one cryptocurrency fundamental analysis that we did on a very interesting cryptocurrency, and you will stay up to date with reports, news, and all of these things that we provide at Blue Alpine Research. Now, let's jump right into this news. So as we go to CoinMarketCap, we can see here that Ripple has jumped 8%. Throughout the day, it actually jumped from close to 90.98 cents to close to 108 US dollars throughout the day, getting close to 18% within 24 hours. And this is actually the news story behind it. Ripple spikes 18% amid Coinbase integration rumors. Now, before the big crash happened in the cryptocurrency world, I want to say end of December-ish, Ripple actually jumped close to 3 to 4 US dollars and was for a while number two on CoinMarketCap. And a lot of people actually pokered on the fact that Ripple will be listed on Coinbase soon. As you know, Coinbase is one of the biggest exchanges, and Coinbase listing Ripple in that area of in that time period would have meant that a lot of people would have bought Ripple, simply because of Ripple being actually the cheapest coin out of those top five coins. You can see here Litecoin would be the second cheapest, but the cheapest is still Ripple. And there is a lot of psychology that plays into this. So a lot of people think, hey, I missed the train on Bitcoin, it's already way too expensive, but with Ripple I can still make a lot of money, so I will buy into this. And this is actually what fueled this last run up to 3 to 4 US dollars. And it's very similar now again. So it says traders have suggested that the price of Ripple, the best performing major cryptocurrency in the market today, has surged due to unconfirmed rumors that Coinbase, the biggest cryptocurrency brokerage and wallet platform in the world, will integrate Ripple. Why? Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse and Coinbase president Asif Hirji will be appearing on CNBC's Fast Money on Tuesday, 6th of March. After months of suspense between the possibility of an XRP in Coinbase listing, this finally could be done. Now, the rumor is that tomorrow on CNBC's Fast Money, which slowly but surely becomes a very interesting media platform for cryptocurrency rumors and trades and all of these things, that an announcement of a listing will be made. Very unlikely, because even Coinbase, when they announced, for example, in the case of Bitcoin Cash, it was first announced through the API, and then there was like a formal letter saying that Bitcoin Cash will be listed on Coinbase. However, Coinbase is currently a bit under legal trouble, because there are these allegations that Coinbase has, there were some Coinbase employees doing insider trading because they knew that Bitcoin Cash will be listed, and Bitcoin Cash had this crazy spike up until 4, 5, 6 thousand US dollars. So a lot of people actually bought Bitcoin Cash before, because they knew that the Coinbase listing will come. And I mean, as long as this is going on, I don't think Coinbase would risk doing this. However, it could be. Maybe they're using this media power in CNBC's Fast Money to actually list Ripple on Coinbase. Not clear. Nonetheless, I think it is important to understand what Ripple, the company, is actually doing, what kind of products they're doing, and what Ripple, the cryptocurrency, is worth in terms of products from the Ripple company. Whether or not Coinbase will list Ripple or not, will list Ripple as a cryptocurrency on their exchange, shouldn't really make a major impact on your decision. So you should be focused on the fundamentals of a cryptocurrency, of a crypto asset, and you should really think long-term and diversified in any case. Does it fit, does Ripple fit into one of your investment theses? If not, maybe Ripple shouldn't be in your portfolio, but if it fits, then buy it, but hold it long-term, because a Coinbase listing or a cryptocurrency exchange listing, this won't change the fundamentals of a cryptocurrency. We have found here and marked some interesting things. We will link this in the show notes and in the description of the video or the podcast. Basically, what we want to go through is to understand the three major products that Ripple is offering. So we have three products here. So we have process payments with Xcurrent or Crosscurrent, we have source liquidity with Xrapid or Crossrapid, and we have send payments via Xvia or Crossvia. And we'll look at all three, starting actually with Xcurrent or Crosscurrent. So a lot of people don't know this, but Ripple Labs, or Ripple, the company behind Ripple, the cryptocurrency, is actually working on multiple products, which not all of them include Ripple, the cryptocurrency, such as Xcurrent, for example. So Xcurrent, built on a distributed ledger called Interledger, Xcurrent does not operate on the same technology as XRP, which uses a separate system called XRP Ledger. So this whole Xcurrent system is kind of like the product has multiple elements. So one of the elements, for example, is messaging. Messaging between, for example, two banks. Another product is actually the money exchange, which will then be tracked on this Interledger. The idea is that it says here, as such, the main goal of Xcurrent is to provide interoperability between any and all currencies, not just cryptocurrencies. So the goal is you can put US dollar into this system and bank X, like, so let's say bank X is putting US dollar into the system, and bank Y can actually pull out Russian rubles or Swiss francs without actually going through the process of transferring specifically this currency. So it uses this technology behind it so that you can send money in one currency and get money out in another currency here. In the meantime, you can also use the messenger type product. It works bidirectionally, so it works both ways. So let's say you are sending money to from UK to Switzerland. You are sending British pounds or pound sterling, and you should receive Swiss francs here in Switzerland. Let's say you fill out all the information. However, you the recipient's address or the recipient's bank or one letter or one number in the IBAN number, for example, is wrong. So this is where this messenger product comes in, so that you can easily answer or correct any types of mistakes. So if you have bank A and bank B here, let's say this is UK, this is Switzerland, bank B can actually, or bank A can actually say, well, did you receive the money? And bank B can say, no, what number exactly did you add? And then you could technically check whether the IBAN number or like the banking number is kind of correct, or the address is correct, and all of these things. Xcurrent allows banks to transact with each other even if the sender wants to pay in US dollars, but the recipient wants to receive money in euros. This is exactly the example that we've talked about. And here another, the messaging platform allows for real-time updates so that simple errors such as mistakes in spelling the recipient's name don't delay payments from getting facilitated quickly. Another function allows payments to be tracked to their endpoint, all while preserving customer privacy. So as you can see, this is kind of the goal behind this is revolutionizing the banking system. So for example, SWIFT payments are quite old, and the goal is to make this faster, cheaper, and more convenient for banks to use. Hence also why all of these banks are in Ripple's partners list, because I mean, for banks, it doesn't matter whether they're using Swift or Ripple or Xcurrent or whatever. For them, it's just important to keep the fees low, transaction costs low, and get through the transactions quite quickly. And this is exactly what Xcurrent or CrossCurrent is doing. Now, next up, we have something called XRapid or CrossRapid. And the idea behind this is low-cost liquidity. So XRapid is a liquidity solution. Companies can swap assets in and out of XRP. So this is where the cryptocurrency Ripple is coming into play, in order to move it through Ripple's Xcurrent payment protocol faster. In short, this means these companies would create demand for XRP on the public market. So liquidity solution could mean, for example, and the article makes this as an example as well, so large remittances providers such as Western Union and MoneyGram have begun piloting XRapid in their businesses, so have a handful others. So it's kind of what you're using this for is in order for... If you're using Western Union to send money to a foreign country, so let's say to a developing country, you are going to Western Union because you're telling them, well, I want to send 100 euros to, let's say, to an African country or to an Asian country. Now, the payout bank, so the local kiosk in Africa or in Asia, will have to have a certain amount of liquidity at hand in order to pay out the beneficiary. So whether this is a person, an institution, or sending digitally to money or whatever, this is exactly where this XRapid or CrossRapid is coming into play. So they are providing a tool for liquidity, and this is also exactly where Ripple comes to play as well. So you can send this money or use this money, you can exchange it to Ripple, and the payout bank can then either pay out Ripple or the actual currency. So it's kind of you're providing liquidity in a very illiquid and difficult market, because as you know, or if you've ever used Western Union, the money transfer is more or less instant. So if you go to a kiosk here or to a bodega and you send 100 euros to an Asian country, it is more or less within an hour or within 30 minutes, the person in Asia can actually pick it up by telling the address or the name or whatever. So this is kind of providing this liquidity solution. So how does this help, for example, MoneyGram or Western Union? Very simple, it could reduce the amount of liquidity they need to have on hand in those kiosks or in those recipient places. So this is where XRapid comes into play. Now the third and last product that Ripple has is XVia or CrossVia, and it's basically an in-between. So you have the senders, you have the beneficiaries, you have in between the Ripple net, and this is where XVia is coming into play. So they are making in the article a good example. In the same way that WhatsApp hides the complex inner workings of online instant messaging with a slick user interface, XVia looks to mask the complexity of facilitating payments through Ripple's other products. Just as Xcurrent allows users to track payments, XVia does the same, allowing users to generate invoices of their transaction. So you can use this if you're a payment provider to create invoices. You can use this also here if we check out this graphic. You can use this basically for an app, for example, as a user interface and all of these things. So you can make this much, much easier to integrate to the Ripple net. This could be apps, this could be platforms, applications, displays, all of these things, invoices. So if you're a money sender or a money receiver, what you want to have is kind of like this type of platform, so that you can just plug and play a payment provider, for example, so that you can offer to receive money, or in this case, for example, Ripple, and all other things without being like a proper payment gateway or all of these things. So this is exactly where XVia is coming into play. So as you know, or as you can see, we have these three products. So Xcurrent, Xrapid, and Xvia. However, while Xcurrent might be actually one of the biggest products of Ripple, only Xrapid and Xvia is using Ripple, the cryptocurrency. So keep this in mind when you're doing investments into Ripple. Not all products are being developed by the entire team. So it could be that one of those products will get more shine than others. It could be that also Ripple, the cryptocurrency, grows in value because, let's say, Xrapid is turning into something very valuable. As you remember, yesterday, in yesterday's episode, we talked about the size of the global remittances market, and that size is $444 billion in 2017. So you already see that if Ripple can get a cut of this, it's a huge market, and Ripple obviously is very interested in providing the technology for this. So that's it, guys. This is actually how Ripple works. If you want to understand a bit more about Ripple, make sure to sign up on BlueAlpineResearch.com, where we have a research paper also on Ripple. And yeah, if you, like we always say, invest into the fundamentals, not the price actions. News, volatility, all of these things will come and go, but the fundamentals are where you will make the good investments. So look for the research. We'll probably do a separate review video about Ripple as well, where we go into a bit more into the team roadmap and all of these things. But for now, this is a good overview to understand Ripple, the cryptocurrency, and Ripple, the business. All right, guys, this is already the end of today's video. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and I will see you on the next one. Bye.